Well, here we are. Welcome to the show.
Hey, folks, I'm here. Sorry I'm late. Yeah. I just got here.
Catherine was running late. What's wrong with you? What were you doing before I got home?
I was playing chess with my sister.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I saw you guys.
No were, foolies.
You were putting screen grabs.
Yeah, we were
on Instagram.
Talking shit to each other.
Calling each other bitches.
In the chat. Yeah, I guess.
Do you know how to
I
play
guess
chess?
You could say I'm into chess now. My sister taught me via Zoom.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I beat her like 4 times in a row, and then it was a stalemate.
Because you've been watching whatever, Chess Lady?
Quis Gambum?
Yeah.
I'm trying. Was that anything?
What? No.
Funny?
No.
Absolutely not.
You had queef in it.
Queef Gambit.
Queef Gambit.
When you go to readjust.
When you...
And you gamble. And,
yeah.
And you don't know if you're going to queef or not.
I don't think I've ever queefed in my life.
You queef consistently when you're sleeping, constantly. Your entire sleep. Yeah.
I just didn't play.
The covers just levitate 2 inches over the bed.
Okay. Well,
sound like when a bus comes to a stop.
Okay. Good. So I was playing chess with my sister.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And I was not open to it before I played, and now I'm thinking you and I should play chess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember how to play chess.
That's what I thought. See, I was...
I mean, I basically remember.
I was just like you not so long ago.
Yeah.
A couple hours ago, and I really had no interest. But then she taught me, and we got a little competitive, and it's fun.
All right, I'll play.
I watched Queen's Gambit. It was fine. I didn't hate it nor like it in particular, but
I used to, when I was a kid, I had a CD-ROM
yeah
of Star Wars chess.
Okay.
And I used to play that a lot, and it was cool because you'd like move the R2-D2, it's like a pawn, you know. Mm-hmm. And the king would be like Darth Vader, depending on which side you're on, you know.
Yeah. Who's the queen?
Probably
Leia,
the emperor on the dark side, and then Leia on...
Okay. You know. See, that's really confusing.
Anyway, like when you would take somebody's piece, they would like battle, like lightsaber battle. It's great.
Well, how long does that take?
It's just a quick little animation. It's fun. It improves it.
It seems
makes it better.
Consuming.
There's a chess store. I think it's on McDougal. It's on McDougal. I don't know. It's by like the by the Village Underground.
Ah, yes.
And there's a chess store with all like a million different chess boards for
there.
Different
you can,
eras.
You can play and get coffee, right?
I think
you
so,
can
yeah.
You play board games? Yeah, I went there once or twice. My sister was saying we should get a chess board. And at first, I'm always opposed to acquiring more things.
Right.
Especially because it's a small apartment. But with a nice chess board, I think that would look cool in our apartment.
Yeah. Just sitting out. You could just play it throughout the... You know, throughout the day, even if we're not like together, just like move your piece and then go to work and then come back. And
I'll cheat for sure.
And it can be Star Wars chess.
No. Ugh.
Yeah.
I take it back. I don't want to play.
It can be Hobbits.
No.
Well, which fucking movie franchise
Regular.
Is it going to be?
G-Force.
Regular.
You know that. You know it's going to be
G-Force,
chess.
G-Force is not a trilogy.
It is.
No, it's not.
Do you know, Ian Hunt, do you know, like, would
Shut
you
up.
Bet your life that G-Force isn't a trilogy?
Yes.
Really?
I would bet my life, your life, the dog's life. I would bet our lives on anything.
You know,
anything you got.
We should start a countdown because this is the year that we're supposed to kill ourselves.
Right.
October 21st, 2021.
You know, either way. If we kill ourselves or not, if we don't kill ourselves, we'll just not do the podcast anymore and be like, we killed ourselves.
No one would know.
Yeah,
we don't have to do it
anymore.
But then if we did it, and like there are a lot of people.
It'd be pretty cool if we killed ourselves.
From all over the country and the world and stuff, they would be like, they just quit.
They would, but if we could fake our own deaths,
yeah,
then our podcast would blow up.
If we did kill ourselves, I really think this podcast would finally
That's
blow
what
up.
I'm
because
saying.
The headlines would be like, this couple had a podcast called Suicide Pact.
Yeah, for
and then
2 years.
They fucking
and you guys
suicide packed
didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cry for help. Mm-hmm. Every episode, they talked about how sad they were. And they warned you. And nobody, none of the 8 listeners reached out and said anything.
Sometimes it's people like that, do.
It's sometimes. Like that. Yeah, but not really. They're not going to the police. You guys need to call the police.
Don't call the police.
Wherever you are, call 911.
Don't call the police.
It's like, what's that famous story where that woman's getting like murdered or raped or something?
Kitty Genovese.
Yes. We're like 2 of those.
That happened to us in our apartment a couple days ago. There was lots of screaming and
none
banging.
None of my business. Well, there's like kids that live upstairs.
Yeah, and it sounds like murder for a little while, and then you freeze and you go, are we gonna do something about this? And then they start running around and screaming again. You're like, oh good.
Right, and then there's gunshots.
And you're like, who gave those kids?
I'm dying.
Please help me.
If anybody helped me, I wouldn't die.
We're like, I'll mind my business.
Yeah, that could be anything. These squeaky pipes. Rusty pipes.
Help me, I'm dying.
I was watching the garbage news today.
Yeah.
At my job.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Kamala, this is hard-hitting journalism.
Okay.
They had Kamala Harris's best friend from high school on the news.
Nice.
For some reason. And they were interviewing her about what a great lady Kamala Harris is.
Mm-hmm. She always wore Converses all the time. Even with her prom dress.
Yeah, it was super cool. And anyway, they were like, Kamala Harris is gone on the record saying that you were molested. So, so let's go ahead and play that tape. And then it's Kamala Harris like, when I was growing up, I had this best friend. Her name was fucking Lucy or whatever. And she got so molested that she had to come live with us. That's how molested she got. And that's why I wanted to become a prosecutor. And then they cut back to her and they're like, so... There you go. What do you got to say about that? Pretty cool, huh?
Ooh.
You inspired. You getting diddled inspired.
Do you think she saw that coming? Like that she expected that to happen?
Yeah, I think. Okay. Well, I don't know. I do think she's been, you know, approached by the Biden camp to like, you know, you are now. It's your duty to, you know.
To say whatever the fuck makes Kamala sound good.
It just caught me so off guard. And it was like...
They hired a woman to say she was molested.
Right.
That's crazy.
I mean, maybe she was molested, but Jesus Christ. It's just like... Because that lady... It's so weird when people are in a documentary or whatever, and they're not famous people, right? Mm-hmm. So they're just like... That's the only thing you know about them now. That's the only thing you're ever going to know about that woman. She was on TV saying she was molested. That was the only time she was on TV. And then, like, she goes back to her life, you know?
Somebody at the deli is like, do I know you? Were you
molested?
That's so bizarre. Imagine for a second, though, she is an actress. And she's, like, on Backstage or something, or Craigslist. Right. She's like, well, I could sell my
she's a
blood
crisis actor.
Or I could say I was molested.
You can like spot her in the background at school shooting footage.
She's in every single one.
Yeah. You know what's funny though is her molestation inspired Kamala to put people in jail for weed.
I know. I've been waiting to say that joke. And now I'm annoyed at you.
Great minds.
I've been in a bad mood all day. She was
both of us are going to go for that joke.
I know, but I could tell your voice was getting louder and louder and I wasn't going to be able to do it. You know what I mean?
Hey, I came with the story. You know?
Well, a counter joke.
Yeah. Welcome to joke
here.
Counter joke.
She's out here looking for molesters. What if she's confused
Wait,
about...
what?
No. Listen.
Okay.
What if Kamala Harris is confused about what molesting is and she thinks it's skipping school?
And this has been Joke Counter Joke.
Write us an email and tell us which one you liked better.
Yeah. So that's a fun little story.
I don't believe it for a second also because... She probably just became a prosecutor. She went to law school and then...
Oh, yeah. I think what happened was this. She had a best friend.
Yeah.
Her best friend was getting molested. She went and lived with
the... Wait, so you do believe this?
Probably. Okay. This probably happened. This would be a really weird lie. Although, you know, they've done worse.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like... Yeah, I think, like, the extra step of, like, that's what inspired me
that's
a
definitely
prosecutor.
So these two things probably happened, but they're not related at all.
Right. Yeah.
There's everything has to be a fantastical story with her.
Did we ever talk about the freedom?
I don't think we did story. Talk about the freedom.
So Kamala Harris had did this interview a long time ago. I remember this interview. It was in some magazine or something.
Yeah.
And she said that the
Ranger
first
Rick.
Enough. The first what protest or like civil rights march she went to, she was a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And her like mom lost track of her or something, and she was getting, I don't know, like
she fell out of her stroller,
yeah,
I
yeah.
think somehow,
and was making a lot of noise, and her mom was like, what do you
oh,
want?
Oh, she was fussing.
She was
I
fussing.
I remember that part of the story.
Right. And her mom goes, what do you want? And she said, freedom.
With a W.
Which, I mean, it's the cringiest shit of all time.
Freedom. Doesn't it feel like you're being pranked?
Yeah. But also, turns out, recently we discovered that that was a Martin Luther King story that she just took. You
she
know, Joe Biden
it.
Has a long history of plagiarizing shit, so I
yeah.
guess, you know,
maybe
when in Rome.
Why, yeah, she's going to give the I Have a Dream speech tomorrow. I can't wait for that.
Tomorrow's the big day, the swearing in.
I'm so excited. I don't know
Me
if
too.
I'll be able to sleep tonight.
What is the protocol? Can people go? Is it going to be online? I don't know how I don't know this.
I don't know.
I just work fucking 12 hours at the news.
I have no idea. I've never tried to go. I've never...
Well, I mean, obviously, previously you could go, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you could... I think you have to have, like, tickets to actually attend the event.
Yeah, you need...
But you could go on the lawn, whatever it's called, the mall,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
and watch it on the big screens. But is anybody going to be allowed to approach the... Is it even happening? Is it on... Zoom?
Ian.
Catherine.
I don't
you're
have
the, news
the
girl.
Answers
I'm the
for
host. You.
You
do the
no,
news.
No, how dare
yeah.
you? I don't know
I tossed
know
you.
Anything.
You're like Robin. Robin Quivers.
No.
You look exactly like Robin Quivers.
If you guys haven't seen me and you've like never looked me up online or anything, Robin Quivers
yeah.
is like my doppelganger.
Right. Yeah, so
yeah, I don't know.
There's this guy on Instagram that you turned me on to who is in D.C. right now and is just walking around talking to people because there's so many like Proud Boys and Boogaloo Boys.
There are groups of people I did
Black
not.
Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers.
Know about,
and
yeah.
They all are like fucking strapped with assault rifles and bulletproof vests and they have and the vests all have like, I don't know, magazines in them and shit. They're like
yeah like bandoliers
armed to the teeth.
Yeah,
yeah
they look I mean it looks like Halloween.
They are
almost.
So fucking lame.
Yesterday
I
was
could
something,
not imagine anything lamer than that.
Yesterday was
a
something a little almost separate to the inauguration. I
yeah,
think
it's like
lobby day
or something,
which is like I think celebrating the Second Amendment. This is what I've parsed together.
Oh,
based
okay.
on his Instagram stories, but it's all people who are like pro Second Amendment and just like walking around with their guns.
What do you think? This is a hot topic.
Yeah. What do I think?
What do you think
guns?
About the fact that when you watch those videos and
mm-hmm.
you watched him walk up to Proud Boys and go like, you know, what's your guys' deal? Why are you into like white supremacy? And then they say, we are an anti-racist group.
Yeah.
We are not about white power or any of that shit. We're not
mm-hmm.
affiliated with white supremacists. What do you think about that? Because if that's like one of their tenets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to their Wikipedia page or anybody ever mentions their name on the news, it's always far right white supremacy group, the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because do you think that like they're lying or we there's so much misinformation that were just, because obviously they're retarded. Like we know that because they're part of a group where you walk around with rifles and you all wear the same t-shirts and stuff.
Isn't
so
there a jerking off element to it too?
Yeah, I think so. You don't jerk off. But yeah, well, it was created by Gavin McGinnis, who
yeah.
was like a New York quote unquote comedian. Well,
yeah.
really Canadian. He created Vice.
Sounds like...
But he did as like a joke,
Steven
you know,
Crowder,
and then it just got away from him and they like to beat people up and stuff. But I don't know. So you can say they're like dildos.
Yeah.
And like it's the dumbest thing in the world to join like a group of faux revolutionaries created by a comedian. you know, as a joke. That's the dumbest thing in the world. But are they white supremacists? Because if they're not, don't you feel like you're just like lied to so much that you can't even, there's no reality anymore. It's just, we don't like those guys. They're literally Hitler, you know?
Yeah. I think, I don't see why they would lie, you know, like I don't see how it behooves them to say we are anti-racist, we don't uphold white supremacy, because if that wasn't true, like if that was a core part of their like their group, what, they wouldn't say that. They would maybe skirt around the question, but like yeah. adamantly saying that they hate those things and they reject those things, why would they? I don't know.
And that's not to say that like when there's a Trump event or a storming of the Capitol or whatever, they're definitely going to be rubbing shoulders with people with Confederate flags and Camp Auschwitz, you know, t-shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is the group, the Proud Boys, a white supremacist group? Because if it's not at all, it's kind of weird that every journalist just flat out says the wrong thing.
Well, everything has to be on this binary.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So if they have the MAGA hats on, I think that they're automatically on that side.
Right. Literally Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both sides are literally Hitler.
How stupid are the Boogaloo Boys? I can't get
that
over...
That one, I don't understand. Even when the photographer was trying to ask them what they were, it was so confusing.
I was reading up on them, but then again, you know, how do you get any information on these guys?
Right.
You know, because their platform has been erased from the internet, so you can't get it straight from the horse's mouth, so you got to read some article written by somebody who's going to put labels on them. I don't know how they define themselves, but what I could find is basically they're a militia,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they're like, these guys think they're like the protectors of the Constitution and, and you know... the Bill of Rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to figure out a way to communicate on social media without using words that would tip off, you know, Twitter or whoever.
Yeah.
So everything is replaced with the word Boogaloo because it's an internet joke in reference to Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, the movie, the sequel okay. to the movie Breaking. And they wear like Hawaiian shirts over their flak jackets and shit. So it's this weird marrying of internet
yeah.
comedy with
God.
Like revolutionary. I wrote this tweet today that got exactly zero likes, but I thought it was fucking brilliant. It was like, I was talking about how like somebody can go on the internet, make a fucking meme, and then 1 year later, a bunch of guys willing to die for each other are called like the goatsy butthole boys out on the front lines, you know, like aiming yeah. guns at cops. Like that's the world we live in.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy how these groups and these factions are they're splintering. There's like, remember back in the day, it was like the Charlottesville Tiki Torch guys and then the other side who would punch them in the face, you know?
Yeah. That was like real white nationalists, like
yeah.
that is our defining characteristic,
yeah.
you know. And now,
I mean, now I'm sure all... these militias and things have always existed underground. It's just right or for a while.
Well, yeah, I think at certain moments in time they're very prevalent. I think like the Proud Boys, their origin is like Gavin McGinnis saying like this country was built on little groups of people. So like the stonemasons or whatever, the, you know, like all these,
yeah.
like the Klan was just like a group of white guys who had a certain level of power that would meet and, you know, give each other business and stuff. And then it
yeah.
slowly became a singularly racist organization. But like, I mean, they were racist back then too. But like it wasn't like why they existed. Now they
yeah.
just exist to be racist. But so yeah, now it's happening again, you know, like straight white guys for the most part getting together into groups and just having like they're just like drinking buddies essentially. But then
yeah,
they,
why did it be
then
so
they
hard
play revolutionary.
About, it's so interesting how say what you will about women, they will come up with self-care terms and talk about toxicity and relieve themselves of any kind of like mental responsibilities whatsoever. But why is it always men who are going out and playing soldier in the streets and shooting each other? Like,
well, I think it's dumb people. It's like dumb guys who want to provide and want to hunt and want to, like, all they have is just their muscle, but they don't even really have that. A lot of them are just big fucking lard asses. But, like, they are so impotent right now in the current world, you know? So they start creating these causes, you know? There's, like, I bet there's an equivalent version of this of just people just diving into Dungeons and Dragons and just, like, ruining their lives because they can't come upstairs from the basement, you know? These guys are just LARPing in another direction. They're actually doing it. They've convinced themselves that they're doing something.
And there are women in a lot of these groups, too. I know that. It's just,
I don't think there's many.
What are the... I saw another one today, the Oath Keepers.
Yeah.
What
I don't
know.
That?
God damn.
I don't know.
What's happening?
And then there's a lot of ones that are, like, in reference to Thor. Like, if you've seen it, those are racist.
Okay.
Because...
Oh, because they're, like, anybody who's not Scandinavian looking is...
Yeah, Norse gods are, like... the ideal white man, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
But what's just funny to me is, like, how it all comes from internet jokes, you know? Some of you are dying. Like, you're out there covered in ammunition and you're going to bleed out with a cartoon frog pinned to your lapel, you know?
Yeah.
You're not even, like, I don't know, representing a country or anything. You're representing a joke somebody made on a bodybuilder thread 3 years ago that spiraled and became a bunch of losers. I mean, I don't know.
It's just like adding insult to injury. Like, even how can you make yourself even more humiliating? I saw videos of guys yesterday in Ninja Turtles gear, which seems like an evolution of the same thing. It's like similar enough to Pepe that it seems like it's somehow, I don't know, inspired.
Yeah, there's something's up with frogs and turtles and stuff.
It's weird.
It's so maybe it's grasping, like these man babies, right? So it's like they're children, but they have this urge to be soldiers. So it's like they're eating Captain Crunch for breakfast and then picking up their assault rifle and going out and putting their Hawaiian shirt over top of it like they're fucking Weird Al. It's weird. I don't know.
Did you see the video of the guy in, like, full tactical gear just walking down the street, and the guy was trying to interview him and he's like, "Nope, I don't want to talk to you. There's nothing weird about what I'm wearing. It's just clothing. He's covered in bullets.
Yeah, he's trying
guns.
To be funny though.
Yeah, but he was, like, in a very cunty way.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was like you're walking around covered in weapons.
I cannot fathom being that big of a fucking loser that you've created this imaginary war that you're fighting with your boys. You've allowed reality to get away from you that much. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Washington, D.C. right now is crawling with people playing live action Call of Duty.
I know. And all that needs to happen is, like, one guy, one psychopath fires off one round, and then, you know, they all get mowed down, and it's just the biggest, most heinous example of bloodshed on American soil ever.
And for what? Oh my god,
don't even know. They're all disjointed, you know. Some of them are white supremacists, some of them are like some of the people they were interviewing that you would just assume were like Trump people. They're like, "We don't like Trump. We stand for the Constitution. We're here to make sure that the Constitution is upheld." It's like, what fuck does any of this mean, you know?
And at least back in the day, you could, like, you can paint history with, like, you know, I don't know. You can look at it with rose-colored glasses, I guess. But the news reporting is going to be so humiliating when we have to be like, 12 of the Bing Bong brothers were crushed by a tank last night.
Yeah, the clan of That Face When No Girlfriend dudes got mowed down by the Ninja Turtle Brigade. cool guys.
Oh, they all have those shell backpacks on.
And but none of them want the right things either. They not. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you? I don't know what they want besides to be threatened so that they could fuck with people.
I don't know. It's like a. It's like a perpetual motion machine. Like the Proud Boys want people to know that the media is misrepresenting them, mm-hmm. but the media keeps misrepresenting them, so they have to go out and explain who they are, and it's like, what are any of you doing?
Yeah.
But also, like, the Proud Boys, I always thought their big thing was, like, clashing with Antifa, you yeah. know? That's another just, like, back and forth. And I caught shit for saying that Antifa's fucking lame, too. I just think you join any group.
Yeah, and that, like you said, plays revolutionary.
Not that Antifa's a group. It's a concept. If you're anti-fascist, you're anti yeah. Antifa or Antifa.
I'm pro good guy.
Right. I'm gonna kill myself. It's just funny. Like, we watched a documentary on Martin Luther King. It wasn't really about him so much as his relationship with the FBI. But, like, I always say, like, he's the only motherfucker who got anything done ever. Mm-hmm. And he did that by not having guns strapped to his back. You right. know, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work that way. When you're in the minority and you decide to be violent, you get snuffed out or, like, well, even put out into the world that you have. You could become violent by, like, for example, walking around with guns strapped to your back. That's your right. Yeah. But I wouldn't advise it. Because it makes you look hostile as shit.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the obvious argument that people make is, look what happened to MLK. But the right. But then the counter argument is, I don't think he would have gotten as far as he did, or would have been as influential as he was if he wasn't so peaceful.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately for him, I mean, that was kind of always... he kind of assumed that that was eventually going to happen. He yeah. was going to be killed. But before he did, the progress he made, the things he made happen, the, right. you know, things he set in motion were monumental.
There's this argument. So the documentary we watched, MLK FBI, was sort of only a little bit touched on how the FBI was recording him for years. Like,
that's mostly what it was about.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because he was getting it in.
Right,
he was
sure.
just fucking piles of ladies.
I just thought there would be fuck tapes or something.
No, the fuck but tapes then, come out in 2027.
Oh, but this is now, by the time we finish the documentary, they're talking about whether or not those should be released to the public. And the answer in my mind is obviously no.
Oh, I... Yeah.
No.
But they will be, though. That's just how things happen.
Illegally recorded this man's private life. Like, imagine that. Your moments of just, like, fingering your butt and jerking off and laughing at stupid stuff on TV.
Did you bug my room?
Just, like, your most humiliating moments and beyond that you're not even thinking.
I don't know if it was illegal, though.
Well, he wasn't a terrorist he was.
That's the thing about... That's the thing about, like, the Patriot Act and all this shit. You just declare somebody a terrorist. Who's okay. going to stop you? And then once you do, you know, you remember that part where Hoover is like on TV and he says something along the lines of, like, we only bug people who are who we suspect are, like, yeah. terrorists and, you know,
I don't know.
He had traitors. Like a list of things. Yeah. Traitors, these, like, high crimes. Right. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is slap one of those labels on MLK.
Yeah, which,
you know,
he did.
Say that he's dangerous, and then they bugged everything.
But we know
in his
now
house.
That it was all bullshit.
Right. So, but the way that's just the way things work. I think with classified documents, they stay classified for a certain, you know, certain amount of years, and then they become declassified. I guess.
I just, for the love of humanity, I think we should. Burn
yeah.
them.
So yeah, that I guess in 2027 we're yeah. just gonna get a pile of fuck tapes of Martin Luther King. That's crazy, man. I mean, it's only audio,
right? Is it though? Because I was confused because
they said they had pictures, so there might be like pictures of him getting topped off.
Oh,
you know,
my god,
getting butt.
Ian,
what? I didn't. He's our greatest civil rights leader.
Exactly.
Yeah. He shouldn't be allowed to get his fucking balls sucked.
He should?
He died at age 30.
You said
30.
Should, right? Yeah. Okay. Agreed. I mean, all of that, like, his friend was like, do I think any of this makes him less of a...
Right.
But no. No, of course not. Who cares? That was basically the sentiment.
It is weird, though. If you see him, he's such a serious guy in all the footage of him.
It's hard to imagine.
He is just like, he's very singular in your mind. He's like fighting for a cause, you know? That's all he does. He has this very specific way of speaking. It's like he never turns it off.
Yeah.
And like there's all this talk about him like just in a pile of horny ladies, and they're laughing and fucking around. He's always fucking like a group of women.
Maybe he's just that good of a like a performer.
Just
you know?
Imagine
like
him laughing. You know, I mean, I guess he does a little bit in some of that old footage, but not. It's always like really contained, and you know, he has this like decorum about him.
My thing is like he knew. I don't know how early on, but he knew that the FBI was tailing him. So stop having orgies, Martin.
Oh, easier said than done.
There's so many orgies. Every time they showed like the files, it was like
I can't even
engaged in. An
I can't
orgy
even
in...
go one day without having a cookie. You know what I mean? If there was this pile of orgies at my job, I don't know if I could just like walk past. Like, I want to call you up and invite you. Catherine, come into the orgy. I'll sign you in.
No, thank you. There's a pandemic.
Meet me at security.
I can't orgy right now. There's, it's fucking COVID. We can't orgy.
Oh my God, orgy Karen.
Guys, guys, put your masks on before you
on your buttholes
before you peg each other. Please put your masks on, okay? And did you vote?
I don't want to do pegging. Ever.
Okay, don't look at me like I've asked you.
I feel like you have to these days.
I don't want to.
That's all everybody talks about.
Is this a weird reverse psychology thing? Do you want?
Fine, I'll do it.
I would really.
But you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, everybody's got to get pegged.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. All I mean is, I don't think it's all of a sudden.
Oh, you think everybody's been getting pegged?
Yeah.
All this time, people have been getting pegged. Everybody we know.
People have been pegging each other since the dawn of time, Ian.
Since the dawn of time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
When Eve
You don't think it's gotten
Adam,
more pop pegging's gotten more
why
popular?
We have original sin because Eve pegged Adam.
Right.
Is that how that works?
No.
She ate the apple.
Yeah, she ate
straight asshole. Out of God damn.
What a stupid ass podcast.
I know. I feel
What did you want to? Yeah, I know. What did you want to talk about?
Well, this is oddly enough more than any other trending topic. People have requested that we talk about Armie Hammer.
I don't give a fuck. I was so trying to give a fuck at work. You sent me that article. I'm like, okay, you're gonna finish this article.
I think that's the most frustrating thing about this being a trending topic is I hate that I have to care about Armie Hammer. I mean, I don't, but like. Nice try, but Armie Hammer is
still boring.
Still boring as fuck. I couldn't
still,
pick him out of
yeah,
the lineup.
Yeah, exactly. It was like him, the Night Stalker, and they each stepped forward and said, let me eat your toe. I still won't be able to pick.
Let me come in your peach. Toe in a pocket or something. Doesn't that seem like he knows he's profoundly boring and he's trying to come up with like a very interesting...
No, I think he's psychotic. I think he's psychotic.
You think so?
I mean, reading that shit, it's like, you know, first of all, his girlfriends are dummies.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like, you just look at the picture. It's like, these women, they're doing stuff to their There's the, a...
One of them looked like they're straight out of Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Uncanny Valley thing, I was like, I cannot tell if this is a human face or not.
Right, yeah. There was, like, the weird, like, slender neck.
Yeah.
And, like...
People are getting work really done that can't even...
Disturbing.
That I don't even know about.
Yeah. Anyway, so like you... And then you just read her stuff and she, like her quotes from her. And she's like, and I'm an advocate for self-care and for... so I realized I was experiencing trauma. So
and
I went
and he, that's what he does. He grooms you. It's like, oh, somebody gave you the basic bitch
right.
dictionary.
Exactly. Just the way you speak is obnoxious. So I know you suck. But even... So, like, it's not the regular, like, he was abusive to me because he yelled at me once or whatever. It's like, he's constantly talking about, like, pulling your ribs out and
barbecuing them.
And he has no money somehow. She had to like pay for gas. He's like extremely broke.
How
and
is
like,
that possible?
I don't know. He just really seems like an off the rails.
Yeah.
Whack job.
Here's the problem when something like this happens. We've gotten so far from like at the beginning of Me Too. It's like, this person assaulted me and I want people to know about it so that it doesn't happen again. And now we have tumbled so far to like, he wants to eat me. Okay, that. But like, it doesn't it just seem like weird DMs/ I'm mad that he stopped messaging me.
Right.
And
yeah.
He was like fucking other women. So now it's like, now we're just like, it's this weird call out humiliation culture because you're annoyed with him.
Right. Oh, absolutely. There's part of that. But I still think he's fucking crazy.
Okay.
But I also had this thought, like, he sounds like a really bad boyfriend that you should have separated yourself from. And I know that's victim blaming or whatever. But like, again, I couldn't give a shit less. It is weird that he wants to eat people.
Yeah. I mean, it might be the most interesting thing about him. One other thing that struck me is how these people will post screenshots of interactions with famous people and not be the least bit embarrassed that they like went out of their way to DM a famous person on Facebook. That was the most confusing part. The original person who outed him initially DM'd him on Facebook. Like, Army Hammer's on fucking Facebook? He's running the Army Hammer page?
Official Army Hammer. What? By the way, side note, don't you love it when people we know who have like 300 Instagram followers feel that they have to have the handle like the real such and such, the official account of this person who nobody would ever make like a fake account based on you. You're nobody.
They're trying to get ahead. They're very confident.
Right.
And they just, you need to get it early.
They've
otherwise,
seen the future.
I've mentioned this before, but you got to, like, anyone can just take that handle. So you got to get in on it quick. A friend of mine, her handle used to be 2 Chainz Official. And I don't know what happened. I guess she gave it up. I wish she hadn't, but.
Oh, yeah. This guy I used to hang out with, his name is Kent Kroll. He has Kroll Show.
Oh, yes. Well, don't people buy that stuff up or snatch it up so that people will have to pay them for it?
Yeah. People do that with domain names, too.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
Right.
Are we going to get Big Fat Naturals?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
.com?
I don't know. I don't think so. Ask Jimmy.
Jimmy, do you still listen to this?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Send us over the domain name. Our friend Jimmy bought the domain, Big Fat Naturals. I don't know what we're going to do with it.
.com, .biz, .edu.
I don't know. Anyway, Army Hammer ate somebody's penis.
He ate someone.
Did we even say what he did? He's trying to eat people. He tried to eat his ex-girlfriends.
He didn't. No, but it's all just DMs.
Yeah.
So he's like into cannibal fantasy, even though one of the DMs is I'm 100% a cannibal, which is that not super incriminating? Like, could he go to jail, or do you have to see him eat?
I don't know what the definition of cannibal is. Like, can you be a cannibal even though you don't act on it?
I mean, that's a stupid fucking question. I can't believe I said that. I mean, you could say I am a murderer, but
right.
You still have to there has to be evidence, you know. So this is all, that's why this whole thing is so
it's kink shaming.
Stupid. It is, honestly. If I gave a fuck about kink shaming, I'd be very upset about this.
Yeah, if it wasn't tied to like emotional and mental abuse or whatever that he's accused of, people would, I think, maybe go the kink shaming route. Although it's all about, you know, do you have enough people in your corner? Because like, if you're like, I like feet, and then some woman comes out and she's like, isn't it gross? Because they did this with Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went to a party and he went home with some girl and he tried to like jack off on her feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote an article and she was like, he's a freak. And then all these people came forward and they're like, shut up. It's fine. But with cannibalism, I don't know if people are going to stop it. Stop trying to prostitute your feet out every time we do a show.
Okay.
But like with cannibalism, people aren't going to come forward and be like, hey, leave them alone. That's cool. That's a cool thing to do because they're still ashamed. They feel ashamed.
I think if it was like, I'm trying to think of somebody very cool, maybe like Matt Damon's not very cool, but he's very like wholesome. I think he's like more likable. I think more people would be on his side, but I think just looking at his face, most people are like, oh, fuck Army Hammer.
You know who was horny for cannibalism was Martin Luther King.
Ian.
He might be. We got to wait for those fuck tapes.
We find out.
We got to wait for his texts.
But this is
the DMs, the MLK DMs come through.
It's almost similar where I have a similar reaction to the even Army Hammer thing where I go, sure, we all exist on the internet now and nothing is safe, but this is inappropriate. This was never
what?
Meant
oh, reading
to,
it?
Yeah, this was
yeah.
never meant to be public.
Right.
This is very humiliating, I think, for this person. I don't...
You know what else is a bummer about stories like this? Hmm. It's like, I heard about it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He likes to eat people. I still have to Google him every time. I just think he has like the plainest actor guy face. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't remember who he is anyway. But like, the people that look into this stuff are the worst shitty, like catty, gossipy, judgy assholes, you know? So not only is your stuff being dug into, it's by the biggest dickheads, the people that are going to judge you the most,
right?
You know,
remember I said Marshall McLuhan said we're gonna be so interconnected and know so much about each other, and it's just gonna make everyone hate each other even more. Like people,
you should strive to know less about people.
Exactly. People are gonna think they're entitled. Like think about what an invasion of privacy this is, and how entitled we all feel to. I know he's a public figure, but he didn't put this out personally. And I had another. Oh, okay. I know this is very cynical and judgy and petty, whatever, but there's always a part of me when something like this happens, like that woman who wrote an article about Quentin Tarantino. I didn't read the article, so unless he like hit her in the head with a baseball bat or something.
No, none of that.
Yeah, the underlying message here is, that's right, guys, I did fuck a famous person.
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah, that's right, Army Hammer was DMing me. Like, it's bragging. They're just bragging that a famous person thought they were hot or whatever.
But the way to get away with it, to get your brag out there, you gotta put the spin on it that you were abused in some way.
Yeah,
it's like why they're allowed to bug Martin Luther King. They slapped him with that like terrorist label or
These
treasonous
girls are the
label.
FBI. They're J. Edgar Hoover's going
It's like,
after.
It's okay that I'm doing this, exposing this, because we're talking about a bad guy here. If you skip the bad guy step, if you go straight to what a weirdo, now we're looking at, now you're the hot girl bully, you know, just making fun of a guy for a kink he has.
Yeah.
You're straight up kink shaming. But if it's like, this was part of the abuse, if you spin it that way, then you get get your cake and eat it too.
He was grooming you somehow, right? Even though you DM'd him first. Here's the thing, I like any good debate, there's no correct answer here, because I it's kind of hard to see Army Hammer as a victim. You know, he's got Finsta accounts and he's DMing teens or whatever.
Well, ultimately you're just speculating on somebody's life that you know nothing about.
Exactly.
It would be weird though to be with somebody who that's their kink, you know, because if they're real aggressive about it, part of you is like, is this person gonna eat me
you're
while
like,
I'm asleep?
Put that knife down, what are you doing?
Yeah, every What's... time they go to, you know, cut their steak.
Yeah. And they look at you funny.
Yeah, you're little. They look like you. They look at you like a giant pork chop.
Or like you're making out, and it's just like, it's just like a little too hard. You're like, are you gonna bite me? Are you gonna? One of his girlfriends said that she pricked her finger, and he
it would suck on it and stuff. Yeah. See, you gotta be more discerning. Everybody, you know. I guess like they are discerning in a way. They're like, I want to date a celebrity.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that just comes with all kinds of, I guess you're just going to let anything happen to you because you're that type of person. That's what you wanted. You reached out on Facebook to try to fuck a celebrity.
Facebook.
And then when they come at you with like, well, by the way, I eat people. Well, you know, but you were in Call Me By Your Name, so.
Yes. So that's cool. I think this is the weirdest part. Do you remember back in, well, obviously neither of us were there, but back in the day, during like the Great Depression, you'd go look at stars on the silver screen and they literally, I assume they seemed like aliens. They were so far away from what your life was. They just didn't seem like real people. And now you can DM these people.
Yeah, you feel entitled to them.
You're just, they're right there with you. Celebrities on social media is so strange to me because like,
it's for pores.
Chris Evans can retweet you and like your
or retweet his cock and balls.
Exactly. It's just really, I don't like the celebrities being on our level thing. There's like, it loses its whimsy a little bit.
Oh yeah, if you're smart you get off, you know.
Exactly. No cool celebrities are active on social media.
Right. Immediately delete all that shit.
Yeah,
you gotta hire, I always imagine that there's like a firm that you contact and they're like, we're going to erase you from the internet.
Yes.
Like any student film you made or anything.
Oh my
like
God,
that
yes,
any yearbook
please.
Photo we're like taking care of it.
Yeah,
it must exist, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I assume so.
I know, like, yeah, a lot of these big guys, like famous people, they have to delete every text they have as soon as they're done having it, and you know.
Yeah,
it's smart.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the thing, what are you doing DMing random, like, you, every interaction you have with a completely random stranger when you're that famous on the internet, You have to have in the back of your mind that this will be public. Like,
well,
he has to be under that assumption.
I keep going back to, he's a sociopath.
Okay.
I think he's crazy. I think, how is he broke? How is he,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to eat people.
I do think that's such like, it's almost so cliche because he's the son of like, what, like a fucking oil baron or something, like old money. Or the grandson. His name's Armand Hammer III or something. I think this is just, it's like rich people shit. Like pedophilia.
Yeah.
Like Epstein,
like eating,
or
like
anything.
Like deep fried songbirds and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, what, I can't, just regular sex doesn't do it for me. I'm depraved. I have to go above and beyond.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
I just assume.
Would you eat a person?
No.
Okay.
I heard the palm, like the palm.
You bring this up all the time. It's the best tasting meat.
Have you brought it up on the podcast?
I don't know. You
remember.
Tell it to me every day. So I think you do want to eat somebody.
The palm meat, if you guys are into this.
Would you eat the
thing,
dog if you had to, if
no,
it came to it?
Oh,
I think
I
she'd be very
to?
Stringy.
You've
Doesn't
thought
she
about
look
this?
Very stringy?
Also, no. Her butt.
And the apocalypse is coming.
Okay.
So we're
Let's
gonna have to eat somebody.
About eating the dog. I say that, you know, I'm sure that Chilean soccer team assumed that they would never eat their teammates.
Did anybody survive from that?
Isn't it called Survive? Survival?
Is what called the event of it happening?
No, the movie.
I don't know.
I remember watching that when I was very young at a friend's house. They had rented it from Blockbuster and, after they crash, some of their friends are frozen and they cut a piece of their butt off and eat it. And I was too young for that kind of thing. I thought it was so funny that they were eating their friends' butts.
Is that what? And that's what you thought eating ass was?
Yeah.
When you get older?
Yes.
I don't want to do any more podcasting. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that is a problem. Except I would hate to end on this note.
Why?
Tired. Pity giggle about eating butt.
I gotta wake up and cut. Do you think there's gonna be a violent revolution tomorrow?
Probably. Honestly, I love.
It really seems like there's gonna be, right?
Yeah. The only reason why I would assume not is because it's too obvious. It's like everyone's expecting it, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, isn't it like the National Guard?
Yeah, they've been there since for a couple weeks.
But
now,
the plan, I thought the plan was that all these whatever butthole boys and stuff were going to go to the capitals of every, you know.
They did already, I think. They've been protesting. Those groups, are, from what I've seen, are very small of people protesting outside.
That's usually the way it seems, the way it goes. You know, there'll be like a big thing that happens.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're coming back tomorrow. And then it's just like three like, guys.
No, I'm tired. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have a thing. Who knows? Honestly, oh, God. Biden's America.
Yeah. I mean, he's a dumb piece of shit. All right, well, that's it for me. If you want to keep going, feel free.
Okay.
I'm going to order up some pizza.
Are you going to order pizza?
No, I've been eating all day, but I really do want pizza. I'm becoming the world's fattest man.
You seem pretty normal sized.
I'm enormous. You know I'm enormous. They're going to have to bury me in a piano box.
No.
There's just nothing else to do but eat.
Well, let's do it then, because I'm starving.
Are you really starving?
I didn't eat today.
Oh, my God. I had chili and a sandwich.
That's not that much. Just regular.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay,
folks.
Okay, guys. Happy Inauguration Day. Hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
Hail
Satan. Maybe we hope it does.
No, I don't. I personally.
Maybe we're indifferent.
Me and you, you know how Donnie and Marie are a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll? I'm a little bit. I hope nothing bad happens.
And I hope the president gets shot.
Stop it!
Hail Satan, everyone.
No.